Welcome to the Extreme Life Changer Show here on the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. The show that goes beyond anything on the internet. Get ready. Hi, everybody. My name is Sonny Cardona, and today it is my honor, my privilege, but most importantly, my duty to, again, help you guys wake up in the manipulation and the deceit of this world that's been controlled and contrived by the dark forces of Lucifer and his demons that have been controlling this world for thousands upon thousands of years, hijacked this planet, and again spread through secret societies, through royal bloodlines, and through monarchs across history. And they set up the wars again to kill us off and to set up their one world system that will soon come into play. And in all actuality, we are in that. And again, this show today is going to be an explosive, amazing show where I'm going to prove to you, or an insider basically talks about the royals and the UK, and talks about how they are still part of the Nazi regime. It's going to be an amazing show. Stick around. Like I always start every show, I have to give credence. I have to give glory to God Almighty. Let me say a prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing me and bestowing this show upon me so I can share for whoever, dear Father God. Let them be touched. Let their mind catapulted to your spirit, Father God. Let their heart beat for you. Let their eyes see your truth. And let their ears hear and their heart beat for your power and your glory, Father God. Let all be born again through Jesus Christ who died for us, again to rise above the satanic new world order system that we truly live in these dark days, Father God. But you are the true light, Father God. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and for your truth, your word, your son. Father God, thank you. Amen. Jesus' name. And that's what it's about. Again, we got to get to God. Some great stuff. Again, God guides me. I call it the GG, the God guide, that we need God in every motion and notion that we do. And, with God, I developed the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. Again, I do new postings there. Every week, at least, I try to do at least one. I'm trying to do my book. God has given me revelations to try to even make that right now because I'm getting kind of a writer's block. You know, there's so much information, and I really want to talk about it in an easy fashion so people can truly get to know the things that I have learned in almost the decade that I've been studying, again, by the revelations of God bestowed upon me. I am just so very blessed. One of my videos hit over 100,000, the $100 bill one, which is a great honor. And I pray to God that it reaches more and more people, that they see the truth. That, again, the New World Order hates Jesus Christ. That's why when you see these movies, all they say, they use Christ's name in vain and everything, and it's to set you up. Just recently in the news, again, today is April 29th, there was a guy talking about anti-bully or whatever, and he started bashing the Bible, and the students or whatever started leaving. And again, it's to destroy Christianity, destroy the belief system of the one true God, right? Again, God guides me. Even in my own home, you know, I'm just, you know, looking or getting some cereal in a bowl, which is probably genetically modified. I have seasons, and I start seeing satanic symbolism even in the very things or the very products that, you know, I would hope would help nourish me. Again, go on my website, theextremelifechanger.com. Like, the best way to listen to my show is make another tab, go into my website, and you can hear me, you know, basically explain the things that I have discovered in my new page. Well, 327 is where you want to be if you're listening to this. And again, the Satanic products around the world or around my house, not around the world, basically, around my house. And again, I like, when I was a kid, I like Lucky Charms. Eh? Remember the Lucky Charms or whatever? And I bought Hocus Pocus cereal. We have a grocery store, a local grocery store here in the Ohio area. It's called Giant Eagle. And, you know, it's they sell their own type of generic brands. Well, I bought this cereal called Hocus Pocus. Well, that should have been my first key. Hocus Pocus is a magical term, you know, which magicians use and so forth and so on. So I'm looking at the cereal. And when you look, you know, it's one of those hard oat, you know, cereals where, you know, they have marshmallows in them. Well, the marshmallows have circles with stars and different things. And I'm actually looking at moons and half pyramids almost. I should have added that in there. But the one that really caught my eye was, again, a marshmallow with a star in the middle, a yellow star. And it's inverted, which is a pentagram, which, again, the cult use, witches use. They would draw pentagrams on the floor, and they still do to this day. Light a couple candles on each of the points of the star, go in there and invoke or call out for demons, okay? So, you know, I was like, what the heck? And you literally see it on the front of this cereal bag. And again, go on my website, you'll see it. It's a pentagram, perfectly, you know, calf crooked. That's how they roll when they show this symbol. Also, if you turn around, okay, so this isn't just me going, whoa, you know, a pentagram. You turn around the bag and you see behind it, they have, you know how cereals have recipes and stuff. And this is a recipe like for frosted stars. And there's an inverted star right there. Again, pinkish, pink, red. Red is, again, if you see an upside down star, it's a symbol of Lucifer. We see it a lot in the NBA games and the logos and so forth on. With that, it's right there. So, you know, a couple days later, whatever, I'm, you know, spraying my, seasonings. We all buy seasonings. And I looked at the top of the seasoning, and it's a star. And again, why is it a star there? Again, because it's Luciferian. It's a pentagram. On Blazing Bleeds, which is crushed red peppers, I looked at it again, another inverted star, upside down star is Lucifer, my friends. And again, to prove that this isn't just me making it up, me looking at things, the top, when you look at the top clip to open up the season, you have the clip actually makes the star upside down. So when you open it, it's automatically upside down. That's how they designed it. Why? Because again, these people that create these products and these things are, I guess, Luciferian. There's no other way to explain it. So it gives a new meaning to seasoning your food. I was looking at Comet. Again, a star, an inverted type star right in front of the Comet. You look above it, you're going to see the holes there. And if you link them up, it's a hexagram, which again, like the Star of David, the Luciferians use it, so above, so below. You see the stars there as well. This one was shocking. Again, you buy things in the supermarket or in the drugstores or the dollars or whatever. And I had this power stick that I used. And the symbolism and the artwork is pure satanic. They have an angel, like it looks like a fallen angel or an angel, and he starts going down and it turns into a demon. And then if you look at another one, this is the intensity, you actually see like a demon in the flames, and which almost looks like a Baphomet, which again, Baphomet was used in what? Pentagrams. So that was a discovery that I found. Again, you know, God shows me these things and then he places in my heart to put on the extremelifechanger.com. And well, there it is. It's there. Look in your own cupboards and discover what occult hidden symbols are there as well. And you can ban them if you want. Don't purchase them. So anyway, another thing given to me by the grace of God, I was at the dollar store and they had dollar videos, DVDs for sale, right? And so I was looking around at them. I was checking them out. And I seen a DVD that had the seance to contact the spirit of Diana. You know, this video supposedly was banned in Great Britain. And so me doing research on everything, even in the occult, I definitely wanted to check this out. And I'm glad I did, because it showed how seances are done and practiced. Very scary stuff. I mean, they had a medium there where these mediums would contact these spirits. At the end of the video, this lady literally invoked an ancient Asian, they call them the Ascended Masters. A lot of these New Agers call them that. They even call Jesus that, which Jesus was the Messiah, the Savior, not an Ascended Master. But that's what these people believe, you know. They believe Buddha and even Muhammad, all the great people that really spoke out. In some sense, they're not great to me. I don't believe that Muhammad was great or Buddha really was that great. I mean, sure, did they say some good things to help people? There's good and truth in a lot of religions to help people, sure. But then when they get into demon worshiping and killing people and all that, it messes things up. Or to clear your mind, as Buddha says, God wants us to constantly think. So I'm not agreeing with nothing not everything that these people say. But again, let's get back into the Ascended Masters, what these mediums believe. So what happens is, in these seances, they were trying to invoke Diana's body or spirit into, the seance with table, candles lit. And then they would say, you know, they had some people there that knew her, and they would talk. And the lady knew everything that was going down. She knew all the people. She didn't meet them, but she knew all the secrets. She pretended she was Diana. And again, these are lies from the devil. Again, Diana's dead, you know. And supposedly she was a New Ager. She was into the occult. She had astrologers and psychics she would go to all the time. Actually, a lot of the interviews in the DVD had a bunch of her psychics and stuff. So she was into that. Unfortunate. So she died again, and she wrote a letter that they were trying to kill her. She blamed actually her husband that they wanted her dead in a car accident. There's a note there. You can go and do your research on that. And how she died was through an occult death ritual where she hit the 13th pillar in this tunnel in France. She died with Dodie. Now, I have, again, excerpts from this video that the father of Dodie, Mohammed Fayed, talks about how the royals were really Nazis and stuff like that. So this is coming from the inside, folks. Again, all stemming, branching through the satanic occult of bloodlines, these satanic families. So listen in to this incredible, incredible interview.
How can she spend the time with him? Can they decide in such a short time, you know, that they are just made for each other, you know? And definitely, you know, marriage was going to happen, you know? An engagement ring was there. They choose their engagement ring together in Monte Carlo. They collect their engagement ring in Paris. Just half an hour before, they've been murdered. That's it. They're gonna declare their engagement on Monday. The night they've been, their life been taken away. And the British royal family knows that. Prince Philip knows that. The British intelligence service knows that, because they've been followed, they've been spied on. All their communications in the last holidays spent together on my yacht in the Mediterranean, their mobile phones, right? They know exactly what's going to happen, when they're going to arrive to Paris, when they're going to collect the engagement ring, when they're going to announce their engagement. That was on Monday, fine. And Beryl, her butler, knows that, and she told him everything, that this is going to happen, right? I send the champagne from here.
Right.
Right. And of course, you know, if you have someone like Prince Philip, you know, grew up with Hitler, Nazi, racist at the core, you think he will let this happen? That my son has different religion, naturally tan, curly hair, can be stepfather of the future king. I myself never expected, because I have good relation before with him, you know. I was sponsoring for the Queen for 15 years, the Royal Horse Show, at £1 million a year, right? I was sitting next to her, walking with her, giving the prizes to the winners, dinner to Prince Philip, all his German Nazi cousins and friends coming, you know, at night, entertaining them. He came here several times for lunch. I was sponsoring a lot of charitable things for, you know. Prince Charles himself, you know, I visited him several times, calling, he came here several times, you know. When they asked, Diana asked for holiday, he called me personally, he told me, it is true that you invited Diana and the kids. I say, yes, of course. It's a pleasure for me, for her to, you know, to enjoy with Mike. And he told me, it's my blessing, and I hope they have a good time. Fine, and thank you very much. When they came back, he called me personally, thanked me for the holiday, because the boys told him how much they enjoyed the holiday with me and with my kids, you know. And I can't just believe that this gangster, this terrorist, you know, can just order the British intelligence services, you know, to execute this with the help who have spied on them and who given this information, because the British intelligence service don't have this sophistication of monitoring, you know, and all this was spying satellites, you know. It's the CIA and also the French intelligence helping arranging everything, right? And it happened that Henry Paul, that driver who being killed was my son, he was working for the British intelligence, you know, and he was a deputy security in the Ritz, and normally they recruit people like that, you know. And he would be assigned, he disappeared 2 hours before driving my son to be briefed what to do, what route he take, why he goes to this tunnel, and this tunnel far away to these apartments in the Champs-Élysées, just take about 10 minutes from the Ritz. Why he go far away? Because he been told what to do. He been followed up just to go to this tunnel specifically, that all the arrangements and this car can be pushed, you know, to just create such a horrendous crime, you know. Can't just believe it, you know, that a grandfather conspired to kill his daughter-in-law and deprive the two beautiful kids, you know, of the love of the mother, and kill my son too. Just a matter of racism at the core, right? But I am still fighting, because I'm not gonna let this gangster, you know, to get away with such a horrendous murder. Just not for my son, but also for Diana, who is a real angel, you know, such a saint in the way she approaches things, the way anything you ask her, any organization or any setup or any charitable or humanitarian cause, she is always there. Her heart was just a saint heart. And you see the devastation happening in this country, and the sadness and the effect she have, you know. And in the same time, they show their quality. They don't want to do any official, you know, funeral for her. They don't, you know, only when they saw the revolution. It was like a revolution, you know. And who have caused that? This bloody terrorist who really married the queen just by chance, you know. And he, I consider he is Hitler behind the scene, ruling this country through the intelligence services, you know. because you can't do. You can't. I say, where is the proof? The proof is with the MI6, and they have a law, the Official Secret Act, right? This Official Secret Act, you can't invoke the power of the Intel because they are above the law. They can do anything, and you can't. But God has helped me.
And there you have it. It's all there, right from the horse's mouth. An insider telling it how it is. You go and watch these videos on, again, how the Nazi regime was into the occult and controlled the occult. All right? Listen to what Fayed said. And is he innocent too or whatever? He's part of the system. For 1 minute, don't. He was played, and there's even rumors that he was at, the prince's wedding. Okay? So, whatever. You know, it's a game. You have these fractions in the demon system or these bloodlines and these families. They're always fighting to go to the top of the demon scale. I mean, that's just bottom line. They fight just like everybody else. And that's another reason why, again, I believe that this world has not completely been totally taken over, because they sometimes fight so much where they still fight for their power. They're fools. But ultimately, it's the power of God that protects us and the true believers of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go to God. If you don't know how to become saved, you want to get out of this system, because this system is corrupt to the core. Whether you believe, again, in the United States and you think you picked the president, which you don't. You know, the Bushes are related to the Queen of England. They're part of it. You don't pick the president. I've talked about how the Skullsmen in 2004 were part of, the secret societies and their cousins and so forth. You don't pick nothing, my friend. If you live in the monarch of England, UK, all part of it. Tony Blair, part of it. All through the world, all part of it. Bloodlines, come on. We need the blood of God in Christ, Jesus Christ, to protect us from these satanic blood systems. It's easy. You just go to God. There is no perfect prayer. It's just saying, you know, dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of my sins, Father God. I see the corruption, dear Father God. I want to be a part of you, Father God. Hallelujah. I want to be born again, Father God, that I may have the Holy Spirit, Father God, and that I may be again driven away from the evils of this world and only to your graciousness, your righteousness, and your love, Father God, that may I live in that brightness, in that love of you, Father God, that you can only give, Father God. I want to be born again. Please forgive me of my sins, Father God. Hallelujah. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Father God. If you said that with your heart of hearts, you're born again, my friend. Read the Bible. The Word of God will help your spiritual walk get stronger. Find a good church. Get baptized. It's very crucial that you get baptized through the Heavenly Father, through the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and becoming born again and rising through those waters and being born through the blood of Christ that will save you. We're living again in a regime of Nazism against socialism, corruption, and again to enslave humanity. And again, I believe these are the last days that we have to again, have free thought, because the future is going to bring in the mark of the beast, 666. We're already hearing how the bankers, again, these Rothschilds and these Rockefellers and these, you know, evil people that have been controlling and manipulating and enslaving this world want a one world currency and a chipping of every human being on this planet. It's coming, my friends. May God be with you. There's nothing to fear if you have God himself. You know, love God. That's what it's about. The power and the glory is there. He will guide you. He will protect you. He loves you. Have you told him you love him today? Thank you for listening to the Extreme Life Changer Show. God bless.